Most of us know Yoko Ono through her relationship with John Lennon. But before they met, Ono was an avant-garde artist living in New York, where her circle of friends included John Cage, Merce Cunningham, and Lamont Young. After Lennon was murdered, Ono spent years in relative seclusion, finally re-emerging to the public through her art. A retrospective of Yoko Ono's early work, called Yes, Yoko Ono, opened at the Japan Society Gallery in New York this October. Terry spoke with Yoko Ono in 1989.
There was a lot of hostile reaction to you when you and John first got together. And I was wondering if you think it would have been different had you not been Asian, had you been a little bit younger. You were a few years older than John. And had you not had a kind of weird art career of your own, do you think that you were punished in a way by the public for any of those things?
Well, yes, probably, you know. Well, we all know that, don't we? But I think that now, I think it was something that we went through together, all of us. It was a lesson, a learning for us, in a way. If you observed closely, you would have noticed that the age difference is really, I mean, the physical age difference really didn't mean very much. I mean, now most people, I mean, some women would live with somebody who's 30 years younger and all that, nobody's surprised. I was only 8 years older than John, and John was a very worldly man by then. In a strange sort of way, I was not as worldly as him. So in that sense, I looked up to him in many ways. And in some ways, he was my daddy, you know, father figure too, you know. And so between us, we never felt the sort of difference of age or something like that, you know.
Do you think your work was seen differently after you and John got together, your artwork?
Definitely, definitely.
How?
Well, I was just an artist before that, and then I became Mrs. Lennon, you know. And there's a piece called Box of Smile. I was still sort of, didn't understand my position, you know, looking from outside, that is. I didn't understand how I looked. So I was still feeling like an artist and just went on creating things. So it was very natural for me to try to put a Box of Smile out in the world. And I put an ad in the Village Voice saying it's, was it $2 or $5? Very cheap. You know, $5 a box or something like that, you know. And then somebody, I think it's one of the rock critics or something, you know, sort of, and he was visiting John and me and so saying, why are you selling your artwork, you know? And I was saying, well, why not, you know, and he said, well, I mean, you're Mrs. Lennon, and you should be giving it away, you know. And he, oh, dear, charity lady, you know, what is this, you know. And you wouldn't say that to John, why don't you give away records? I mean, what are we talking about, you know. And there was a big sort of discussion, you know. But basically, that was the kind of natural feeling people had. I think, well, she's Mrs. Lennon, you know. What's she doing anyway? I mean, she doesn't have to work anymore, you know. So, I don't know. I just went on creating things. But then in 71, I think, we did an Everson Museum show, which was in Syracuse. And I say we because John was a guest artist, and I wanted him to be a guest artist, really, and it was really nice. But, I mean, for us, it was a great celebration because it was opening was on John's birthday, and I felt that I was sort of doing the show for him and all that kind of thing. But I think most people queued up to see John, you know. And, well, that's another kind of event, another kind of happening. It was okay, but there was no point in creating the kind of pieces that I was creating.
I've thought of you over the past few years as living a very secluded life. And I was actually really surprised when I found out that you would be willing to do an interview. Is this a sign of a change in your life, of being a little more public? Because after going through a very public period, you went through years of a very private period. Are you coming out of that now? Is this a sign of that?
Well, I think that there was a private period that was very necessary because sometimes it's like breathing in and out. You know, you just have to go inside yourself, and that period was the Dakota period, or whatever you call it. And then we came out with the Double Fantasy, and from then on, I think we would have been pretty public for a while, you know. I again went into hiding in some ways because of what happened, and I just couldn't sort of deal with it in a way, and I needed to hide. But even while I was hiding, I think, you know, there's some statements that I put out or whatever. I was in touch with life itself. You know, it wasn't like I sort of denied it all, you know, and sort of shut myself out of it. I don't think I was part of society.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Yoko Ono, from a 1989 interview. This fall, Yoko Ono opened the John Lennon Museum in Japan. I'm Barbara Bogave, and this is Fresh Air.